I am with Michael Caputo, WBEN Talker, and NY27 counts across the district begin on Monday. And Michael, it appears that Nate McMurray has gained a little bit of ground against the incumbent Chris Collins. Take us through the process, first of all. How will they do this?
Well, this is the canvas. This is the way we always do elections here in New York State. We're counting every single vote. We're counting the absentee ballots, you know, any provisional ballots, ballots that couldn't be scanned because somebody, you know, something went wrong with the scanner, they put it into a provisional box. And people who whose names weren't on the ballot rolls for some reason, they signed a statement saying they were eligible to vote and they cast a provisional ballot. All those ballots need to be counted. I don't think anybody has ever said we shouldn't go through the canvas. We shouldn't go through the process of counting every ballot. This is the normal procedure for elections. The question with the Collins McMurray race is it's pretty close, and there's no question that in a congressional district, a difference of a couple of thousand votes is close enough for even the person who lost the election to be hopeful during the canvassing process.
Now, we did hear that Nate McMurray has gained a little bit of ground against Chris Collins. Could that be a sign that maybe some of the canvassing may show that McMurray may overtake Chris Collins?
Well, really, what we're asking about here, what we're curious about here, is the absentee ballots. You know, the people who write in and say, I'm not going to be in town, or I planned not to be in town. I need to cast my ballot via mail before Election Day. And that ends up being thousands of ballots in this regard. And typically, those absentee ballots, when they're counted, tend to reflect the same kind of results that you get in the regular ballots. In this case, you know, it would remain within 1% of a difference. In this race, where Collins is under a cloud of an indictment, you can expect Nate McMurray to eke out a few more votes than Collins would in the absentee ballot counting. But in the end, you know, when Collins started with a 3,000 vote margin, it's just too much for Nate McMurray to overcome. But it will be closer in the end.
Traditionally, when it comes to counting the absentee votes, how many absentee votes do go to the person who's trailing, and how likely could we see a recount after all this?
Well, I'm not sure that we're going to hit that threshold where a recount would be called. And in the end, like I said, it would probably be very similar to the final vote on election night, once you count the absentee ballots. If it were a congressman, an incumbent congressman without a criminal indictment against them, but because Chris Collins has a legal problem, Nate McMurray is going to eke up on him. He's going to creep up on him. The initial 3,000 vote margin is just too much to overcome. In the end, I think we'll see Collins come out of this the victor. I think, you know, if you look at any of the national organizations out there that are tracking where the congressional elections are right now, not any one of them, not a single one of them, says that New York 27 hasn't already been decided. Every national election analysis organization sees Collins as the victor, not McMurray. And I believe that's the way it's going to end up. I think it's particularly difficult for Nate McMurray and his supporters to accept the fact that Nate is going to lose. It's difficult to accept because Chris Collins, who was in our plus 11 district, was, you know, unbeatable when Nate McMurray started. And then down came the indictment. And then the numbers got closer. And they were creeping up on Collins all the way to the end. And frankly, if the election were held on December 6th and not November 6th, Nate McMurray might have won. Who knows, right? Maybe more money would have been poured in at the end. But, and that's why it's so difficult for McMurray to accept this. That's why it's so difficult for his supporters to accept it, because they got so close in what was supposed to be an impossible election. And he really did a good job, almost winning. But unfortunately, in politics, this isn't horseshoes. You know, there's no prize for second place.